extending NVDA via add-ons. You may say that the preceding chapters gave you a complete picture of NVDA. Or you may say that I have all the configurations that I need to get started with NVDA. Well, this is just a tip of an iceberg. You can, in fact, extend NVDA's functionality using what's called add-ons, a set of packages you can install to add new features or enhance existing tools of NVDA. These add-ons may include support for previously inaccessible application, addition of new Braille display support or synthesizer drivers, or it could be adding global functions to NVDA, such as adding an OCR feature to NVDA. So in this chapter, we'll talk about where to get add-ons in the first place, how to install, remove, and update add-ons, as well as examples, like four or five example add-ons that were developed by NVAccess and the community of users to enhance functionality and usability of NVDA in a global level and in specific situations. And at the end, I will talk about concluding remarks, which includes additional resources on NVDA, as well as a brief overview on where from now, such as email lists, websites, and so forth. So let's get started with a tour of add-ons. The Add-ons Manager. The Add-ons Manager gives you a one-stop location for looking at what add-ons that you have and allows you to install or remove add-ons. So to launch NVDA Add-ons Manager, you will go to NVDA menu.
NVDA menu.
Tools.
View log B.
And press A for add-ons. And as you recall in Chapter 8, we skipped NVDA Add-ons Manager from the tools list.
Untitled Notepad.
Oops.
Edit mode. NVDA General Synthesizer. S. Prep. Untitled. NVDA View. Speech Viewer checked at.
Oh, okay.
NVDA menu. View log V.
Let's try this again. I tap S instead of A.
Add-ons Manager dialog. Installed add-ons list. Control usage assistant. Get brief help on interacting with the focused control. Status. Running. Version. 2.0 dev. Author. Joseph Lee. Joseph.Lee 22590@gmail.com. 1 of 26.
Well, I have so many installed in there, like voices, extra voices, vocalizer, expressive, and some of the add-ons that I'm reviewing, and so forth. So the first thing that you see when you have add-ons manager, open add-ons manager, is list of add-ons that are running or stopped or installed, remove, pending remove, and so forth like that. If you have no add-ons, the list will be empty. But like me, when I have a lot of add-ons, it will be popular with some of the well-known and experimental add-ons. The first thing that you heard, the control users assistant, I will give you a brief overview on that soon. Some of the add-ons that are available for community include this.
An extended app module for Winamp Music Player.
Winamp.
Instant translate, translating selected text via Google Translator. OCR. Status. Running. Version. Zero.
That's straight from NVAccess.
Place markers. Status. Resource monitor allows easy access to system information. Dot.
That's one
status,
of mine.
SVOXPCOTTS voices. List of size tray and taskbar elements. Unicode Braille input. Virtual revision. Nuance vocalizer 5-point weather and 24-hour forecast. Vocalizer expressive 1.1 driver.
And so forth like that.
Control usage is...
And apart from this, there are other controls out there. I'll press tab.
About add-on. Button alt dot.
It gives you an information about add-ons. So if I press enter...
Add-on information dialog control usage assistant. Get brief help on interacting with the focused control. Control usage assistant version. 2.0 dev author. Joseph Lee. Joseph.Lee 22590@gmail.com. Description. Allows you to find out how to interact with the focused control. Useful for new computer users new to Windows and to NVDA. Press NVDA H to get a short help message on using the focused control. Such as moving through tables. Checkboxes and so on. URL. None. OK button.
And that's actually my add-on that I'm writing. So that gives you information on that.
Add-ons managed.
And then next one is...
Install. Button alt I.
There are two ways of installing the add-on.
Remove button alt R.
Remove that you're running. And then you have to restart NVDA when you install or remove add-ons.
Close button alt C.
And close. So let's get started with installing an add-on. To install an add-on, this is... For both portable and installed copy of NVDA, from Add-ons Manager, you will go to Install.
Choose Add-on Package File Dialog File Name. File Name. Combo Box Collapsed. Edit All Then. Blank. Date Created. 12.
And I'll give you directions on that. So from here,
items view list, header list, name split, sigwin not selected.
Not that actually.
NVDA.
NVDA.
Items view list. Items control items view list. Control usage assistant 2.0 dev.dadin. Control usage assistant 2.0 dev.dadin.
Okay, so that's the one that I have, but I'm not be actually
control.
Installing this.
Items add in files add in resource monitor items view resource monitor 2.2 add in resource monitor 2.
Let me try installing this add-on. If this is the first time that you install this add-on.
Add-on installation dialog. Are you sure you want to install this add-on? Only install add-ons from trusted sources. Add-in. Resource monitor allows easy access to system information 2.2 author. Alex Hall Medcap at gmail.com. Joseph Lee Joseph.Lee.
And if it says yes. If you are installing this for the first time, you will not get this. But if you're updating the add-on.
Add-on installation dialog. A version of this add-on is already installed. Would you like to update it? Yes button. Add-ons manager dialog. Close button Alt C.
And you can close or install other add-ons and so forth. Now close.
Restart NVDA.
Yes.
Untitled notepad.
That's one way of installing an add-on. The other way of installing an add-on is if you have 2012.3 or later installed on your computer.
Computer window. Select items.
So the first method was for portable and install copy. And this is for 2012.3 installed or later.
Download.
Because second way I'm doing is I'm going through Windows Explorer or File Explorer in Windows 8.
Input of human dot instant translate 2.2 beta 1 dot and dot added instant translate 2.2 beta 2 dot and dot added 35 of 67. Type.
This is an add-on which uses Google Translate to translate whatever that you have. And then I'll press enter. This is with, for me, I have 2013.1 installed on my computer.
Add-on installation dialog. Are you sure you want to install this add-on? Only install add-ons from trusted sources.
And you have to have NVDA running while you do this.
Installing restart NVDA dialog. Add-ons have been added or removed. You must restart NVDA for these changes to take effect. Would you like to restart now?
Yes.
Downloads window.
Well, the error because I didn't connect my Bruno to my computer for British Play Output. So that's the way you install add-ons. To remove an add-on, you go back to Add-ons
NVDA
Manager.
NVDA View Log Add-ons Manager Dialog.
Let me remove Instant Translate.
Instant Translate. Translating selected text via Google Translator. Status. Running. Version. 2.1. Author. Alexei Sadov. Instant OCR. Instant Translate translates given text using the Google Translate service. Dot. Status. Running. Version. 2.2 beta 2.
Instant Let me remove translate. The old version of Instant Translate.
About install. Remove add-on dialog. Are you sure you wish to remove the selected add-on from NVDA? Add-ons
yes.
Manager dialog.
And you have to
restart NVDA dialog. Add-ons have been
yes.
Downloads window. Items view list. Instant
and so forth. So that's how you add, find out more about, find out information about, and remove add-ons in NVDA. And the one-stop source for add-ons, at least an official resource, is
untitled DNIC instant trend in
this website
address and select
this website http://addons.nvda-project/ERP. So add-ons addons.nvda-project.org.
Selection removed. Welcome to the NVDA Community Add-ons website. Welcome to the NVDA Community Add-ons website edit. List with one items bullet link preferences out of list. List with 21 items. NVDA link is a list with out of list link.
And let me read the page for you using Say All.
Link NVDA is a very flexible and extensible screen reader. NVDA add-ons are additional packages that can be downloaded and installed into your copy of NVDA to enhance existing functionality or add additional features. On these pages, you will find add-ons that have been created and publicly reviewed by members of the community. Please note that many of these add-ons are not provided by NVAccess, so NVAccess cannot be held responsible for these add-ons. To install an add-on, go to the NVDA Tools menu, then select Manage Add-ons, then select Install. Navigate to the location where you saved the downloaded add-on and choose the add-on package you wish to install. Alternatively, if you install 2012.3 or later on your computer, using File Manager of your choice, navigate to the location where you stored the add-on, then press Enter on the .add-in file you wish to install. Once you press Open or press Enter on the add-on file, NVDA will ask if you really wish to install the add-on, as the functionality of add-ons is unrestricted. Entire system of NVD sources. If you would like to submit an add-on, please. If you would like to submit an add-on for inclusion here or update information for an existing add-on, please email the link NVDA add-ons email list. Include the name of the add-on, a short description, its author, the current version number, a website if any, and a URL from which it can be downloaded. Add-ons will be added at the discretion of the community reviewers, considering factors such as quality, usefulness, and interest from the wider community.
Yes, so NVDA add-ons is actually, it does exist actually. NVDA add-ons, this does exist. So NVDA add-ons is a free list. So go to, if you want to subscribe to the NVDA add-ons list, go to www.freelists.org/list/NVDA-ADDONS. So that's the NVDA add-ons list. And this is the NVDA official repository. And there are many community add-on writers who work on the add-ons daily, well, I would say almost daily, coming up with new and interesting add-ons that does really cool things. So with that background in mind, let's get started viewing or touring some of the add-ons that the community has developed over the months and years to enhance your use of NVDA. System tray list. For those who use screen readers like JAWS, you may say that NVDA doesn't have a command to view system tray list. Well, if you use JAWS, for instance, you can press JAWS plus F11 to view list of system tray icons. The philosophy behind NVDA is that you want to use as much Windows default shortcuts as possible. And if anywhere, anytime, and whatever screen reader you use, press Windows plus B, Windows key B, to go to system tray list. But for convenience for those who are transitioning from other screen readers, a number of NVDA developers wrote an add-on called System Tray List. As of the time of this recording, is a version 1.4. There might be some updates that came out. This add-on does two things at once. Not only it gives you a list of system tray icons, it also presents a list of running applications. So to launch this add-on is provided if you install size tray list, press NVDA F11.
System tray list dialog. Icons on the system tray list. Message from Hamid.
That's Mr. Hamid, one of the developers of NVDA.
Action center, no current issues detected. Fully charged 100%. Network internet access unidentified. Speakers 100%.
And so forth. And just like other screen readers, we have controls such as
left click button all down. Left double click button Alt D, right click button Alt R, cancel button,
and so forth. If you press Enter, it'll do the default action as usual.
Welcome to the.
But not only system tray. If I press NVDA F11 twice,
Internet Explorer, taskbar list.
Taskbar list. It gives you taskbar list.
Message from Hammy. Internet Explorer, taskbar list.
Taskbar list. So the taskbar list is equivalent to some screen reader commands to view taskbar or Windows T.
Welcome, Internet Explorer. Welcome to the NVDA community add-ons website with File Explorer, Mozilla Firefox, /SigDrives, Untitled Notepad.
And so forth. So it gives me
welcome
a list of tasks that are running. It will not give, it rush taste say it's a task list, but it does. So that's a one useful add-on to keep when you're transitioning from other screen readers to NVDA, and if you want a handy command to move to system tray, NVDA F11 for system tray, NVDA F11 twice for task list. And you can install this add-on from various sources, including our official NVDA project NVDA community add-ons repository. This add-on comes from various NVDA core writers, including Rui Batista. Enhanced Winamp App Module. You may be wondering, does NVIDIA support Winamp? Yes, it does. NVIDIA does support Winamp. We actually saw this before in Chapter 5. But you might be wondering, is that all that NVIDIA can do, like skipping forward, back to the track, and so forth? There is an extended Winamp App Module that's out there to allow you to use Winamp in more wonderful ways, like panning the volume, panning the balance of the speakers, the time markers, and so forth. To give a demonstration of that, let me open an MP3 file that I downloaded.
Computer
from the
window.
Web.
Items use item dump dump episode 2 dot episode 5 dot.
This is the latest NV Access episode. This at the time of this recording is episode 5. There might be other episodes that came out after that.
One NV download one.
Welcome to episode 5 of the NV Access podcast. I'm Jamie Tay, and I'm with my partner in crime,
Mick Curran.
God, I sounded so enthusiastic during the introduction.
Where's that partner in crime? But...
Okay, so it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
And so forth. So these are the two people who write NVDA code, James Tay and Michael Curran, who go by Jamie and Mick, respectively. So what the extended app module allows you to do is allows you to pan these mounts to 50% and do amazing things with the time marker and so forth.
Downloads. Welcome to the.
I don't have time to describe all this, but
control extend extended Microsoft Word instant OC extended Winamp link extended Winamp link NVDA out of list changes for 1.1 changes no previous no next heading. Link and list out of list with 21 items bullet Aragonese link 0% bullet link out of list with 2 items bullet authors out of list with 17 items bullet S toggle shuffle on Slack bullet R toggle repeat bullet F5 mute playback bullet F6 set playback volume to 25%
and so forth. So if you open the extended Winamp entry in the NVDA community add-ons site, it'll give you all the commands and so forth.
Off, on, off, on.
And I'm pressing S to toggle shuffle on or off.
Off. On, off, on.
That's repeat R.
Off.
Shuffle off.
Mute.
Mute.
25%, 50%, 100%.
So let's say if I...
Is it 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
Not too long.
You know, we were thinking about doing
months. Mute. Mute. 25%.
So I guess the first thing to talk about
50%
is the 100%. New website.
50%.
Yes, so we've 25%. Spent quite a...
Mute. Mute. 25%.
And so forth like that. So it gives you advanced functionality when using Winamp and itself.
It extend bullet F7 set playback, bullet F8 set playback volume to 100, bullet shift left arrow pan left, bullet shift right arrow pan right.
This is a mono recording, so there's...
Bullet shift up arrow pan center.
That's what I mean by balancing. So if you press shift left arrow, it'll bounce to the left.
Bullet control shift T speaks total track length. Bullet control shift E speaks track elap 1.
And so forth.
26 minutes, 41 seconds, 44 seconds.
So if I press control shift T, it gives me the total time length, etc.
Jump to time dialog minutes, seconds track 1.
It gives you better support for other enhanced features and so forth. And that's the power of additional app modules that you can install to enhance usability of Winamp. And let me turn on input help mode.
Input help on F5, mute playback, F6, set playback volume to 25%, S. CTRL plus shift plus it up. CTRL plus shift plus T, speaks total track length. 6.
And so forth.
NVDA.
So it gives you things that the regular Winamp module will not give you. So that's the power of app module. And that's the at this point, this is the only app module that we're demonstrating as part of the add-on package series. So you can grab the extended Winamp from various sources, including the official NVIDIA Community Add-ons website. Resource Monitor. You might be asking, how much RAM my computer has, or why is it that my computer is getting slow? This is where Resource Monitor programs become handy, like SpecC from Pyraform and whatnot. Or it's pronounced SpecE, I don't know how it's actually pronounced. Some of the NVIDIA developers actually wrote a similar add-on that gives you that particular information, the resource usage of your computer. And this is called Resource Monitor. And as of version 2.2, it has been translated to many languages. And I can say that I am one of the helpers who wrote the Resource Monitor code, at least laying the foundation for translations and whatnot. Other works is done by my friend Alex Hall and other NVIDIA contributors. So once you install the add-on, there are 6 keyboard commands that become available for you. And for, as I said in chapter 5 of this tutorial, I seriously would like to recommend that you install version 2.2 or later of this add-on. You can download this add-on from various sources, but the most up-to-date and official version is at NVDA Community Add-ons website. So I'll focus on desktop. So I'll press NVDA Shift E.
57.9% RAM used, CPU at 0%.
So what it's giving me is, if I press NVDA Shift E, once the resource monitor add-on has been installed, it gives me the total CPU usage and the RAM usage at this point in percentiles. So, want to know CPU? Well, the resource monitor add-on gives you information about CPU, RAM, battery, and hard drive, and other drive status. The readings have changed just drastically. If you press NVDA Shift 1,
average CPU load 1.8%, core 1, 0%, core 2, 0%.
It gives you the CPU load, entire CPU load, as well as loads for each core. The number of cores depends on whatever CPU model that you have. It could be up to 4 or 6 or 8 cores and whatnot. If I press NVDA Shift 2,
physical, 1.65 GB of 2.87 GB used 57.5%, virtual, 2.6 GB of 5.74 GB used 45.3%.
It gives you memory usage. Physical will be the actual RAM, versus virtual is RAM plus other swap files that you might be using. More RAM you have means more programs you can run at any time. Well, and more storage that you can use, like enhanced audio editing and so forth. The duplicate, if you press NVDA Shift 5, it could give you the same message because Alex found that some keyboards doesn't work well with NVDA Shift 2. If I press NVDA Shift 3,
see, NTFS drive, 78.56 GB of 223.16 GB used 35.2%, E, NTFS drive, 277.38 GB of 465.75 GB used 59.6%.
And if I have additional drives, it will give you the drive letter and whatnot. And it gives file system, it used to show removable or fixed drive and whatnot. And it shows you how much I've used and how much the total disk size. I have a 250 gigabyte hard drive, that's why. And then I have a 500 gigabyte external drive, that's why it's giving you that value. It's not kilobytes as in 10 to the 3, but it's binaries as in 2 to 3, whatever. If I press NVDA Shift 4,
100% battery charging.
It gives similar message to NVDA Shift B.
100% AC power on.
But just like that, it gives you slightly more information against NVDA Shift B, or just like similar information to NVDA Shift B when you use NVDA Shift 4. And people were asking, why did you put in duplicates? Alex says, well, because for convenience, whatnot. So that's when you wish to find out what happens if you use computers and you want to find out resource usage of your components.
100 physical, 1.65 GB of 2.80, average CPU load 0%, extended Winamp physical, 1.66C, NTFS.
And these values change as you keep pressing those commands. And there were some extensions planned and whatnot. You can get this add-on from various sources again. And then you can, including the latest version is at NVDA Add-ons Community Add-ons website. So that was quite a handy add-on that I helped develop, and I really hope that add-on will be useful a lot, especially when it's troubleshoot memory issues and whatnot. Control Users Assistant. The next add-on I will show you is actually my creation, and this is Control Usage Assistant. For those who are used to screen readers, you may notice that some screen readers provide context-sensitive help or gives you control help on some elements. The Control Usage Assistant is actually the add-on that gives control help on some messages. At the time of this recording, version 1.0 has just been released. I'm working on version 2.0, which has drastic new features, and it's really slightly, although it's slower, it packs a wide range of features. So once you install this add-on, there might be some keyboard conflicts with some other add-ons that you might have installed. So after you install this add-on, if I press NVDA H for help,
press space or enter to activate this link.
And my focus is at...
NVDA community add-ins link invisible off-screen focused linked NVDA community add-ins.
Okay, so that's it. And if I open Winamp...
One. NV Access Limited Episode 5 Winamp paused.
And if I press NVDH, because I'm using 2.0...
No help for this control.
No help for this control. And I'm using this quite a smart way to give you application-specific help messages. For instance, if I open Start Screen in Windows 8...
Start Apps List List of Programs...
In version 1.0, you would have received a message like press Control-Alt and arrow keys... But now, in version 2.0, which is what I'm writing right now, I have...
Use the arrow keys to move between start screen tiles.
This is way different than, say, if I open Excel...
Unknown. Microsoft Excel Book 1. Sheet 1 Table. A 1. Press Control, Alt and arrow keys together to move between table cells. A 2. A 1. Press Control, Alt and arrow...
It's quite different than that. Actually, that's because... I'm using slightly like a better way of handling application specific
extended.
And if I use PowerPoint,
start unknown Microsoft PowerPoint presentation one slide view.
And if I press NVDAH on this,
use up and down arrow keys to move between slides
and so forth, because it's a pain.
Extend 1. Downloads icon.
And in the File Explorer, if I press NVDAH...
Use the arrow keys to move to the next or previous item in this list.
And if I open Notepad...
Start Apps List... Untitled Notepad. Edit multi-line. Type text here.
Type text here. And it changes based on where the control is. And it works on focus control. This add-on could be useful for those who are just getting started with NVDA or just getting started with computers... and so forth. And I do welcome feature requests and receive suggestions and keyboard change, key modifications. And if you have any errors and messages that you want me to fix, please do send the messages. And then I do know that some apps present different help messages for different controls. So if you need messages like those, please send me the name of the app and the message you wish to hear. So we're almost done with the add-on. There are like one or two more I would like to show you before we close the entire tutorial series. OCR. In recent versions of some screen readers, you can use some shortcut keys to perform OCR, or optical character recognition. This means that you take a graphic and you try to find out what the text is in the graphic. NVDA provides that as an add-on, as opposed to other screen readers which provides it as part of the package. And you download the add-on file and download the OCR files as you install the screen reader. NVDA provides that in the add-on mode. The OCR add-on, which is developed by NV Access, allows you to do that. And this works in object level. Well, in order for it to work, you have to indeed enable follow system focus, because it's based on navigator object. So to give a demonstration of that, I'll go to start screen.
Start apps list list of program.
At this, I'm using Windows 8. If I press shift tab.
Account picture button.
It gives you account picture.
Account picture button focused.
And if I press NVDA R for recognize.
Running OCR. Done.
And the result is placed in the review cursor.
Capital O. User. Bottom. Capital O. Top. Cap space. O. User.
User. And gives you a sort of like circular picture on what it is.
Untitled notepad. Edit.
And so forth.
Edit multi-line focused. A.
A?
A.
Oh, okay. So if I say go to graphic in the file, let's say. Suppose if I go to PowerPoint again.
Start up. Unknown. Mike, waiting for PowerPoint. Microsoft slide one slide view.
And if I
slide one slide view page.
Press NVDA R.
Running OCR. Done. Blank. Bottom. Top. blank.
There's no text because there's no text in, there's nothing in the view cursor because there's no
untitled
text at all.
Blank. Micros, untitled, downloads win, extended, one, NVX,
however,
one,
in the NVAccess podcast, in the, I mean, WinAmp again, if I press NVDAR, it should give me,
running OCR, done, blank, bottom, top,
again,
blank.
Because it works in the entire object.
Downloads on top. Extended Winamp Windows Inter. Extended out of list changes for extended Winamp document read on.
I'm in the Internet Explorer. If I press NVDAR.
Running OCR. Done. Blank. Bottom. Top. Blank.
This works really well if you're working with graphical PDF. Like graphical PDF documents and whatnot. So that you focus your object in the actual document window. Press NVDAR. And it will give you sort of like a textual representation of what the graph would have been like if when it ran through the typical OCR program. So the success rate depends on whatever that you're focused on, whether graphic or not, whether it has useful, meaningful text inside, brightness, and whatnot, and the language that you have. And there's actually an OCR settings in the preferences menu. Let me give you a quick tour on that.
NVDA menu. General object presentation dot report tool NVDA generals inst OCR settings.
OCR enter.
OCR settings dialog. Select OCR language list. English.
Now this OCR settings, you go to preferences and tap.
OK button.
It gives you just extended one combo box. It allows you to select the recognition language that you wish to use. So we're just left with one more add-on. And that's one of the ones that could be useful for international users. Instant Translate. Perhaps you might want to go to a different country and want to know what does that particular phrase, how does it say this particular phrase in that language? Well, this is where Instant Translate comes in handy, mostly useful for NVIDIA translators or multilingual users and international customers. To give a demonstration
Alt
of this,
plus tap left control NVD one and download site one extended desktop.
Let me open Notepad.
Stop. Untitled Notepad. Edit my blank.
And for this demonstration, I'll be using English and Korean. There's actually an instant translate settings and preferences. Let me quickly change that.
NVDA meant general set instant translate.
And for the add-ons that we discussed already, OCR control, usage assistant, and instant translate, these can all be downloaded from our NVDA community add-ons webpage.
Instant trans source target source language combo box automatically detect language collapsed. English target language combo box English Kannada. Kaiswahi Korean. Copy translation result to clipboard checkbox check. OK button. Untitled Notepad.
OK. So again, I'll be using vocalizer voices. You may have heard the Korean voice already when we did input composition settings. So I'll invite both of these ladies to do the translation for us. And once you install the translation, Instant Translate add-on, which has been worked by some well-known NVIDIA contributors, you can run the translator and get the result suitable for pasting on a document. There are two ways of doing that. You can select the text to be translated, or you can translate the clipboard text. Let's do some works on that. Let me translate the word screen reader to Korean.
Screen reader.
I selected everything. I'll press NVDA Shift T.
Their voice command.
Voice Uno Korean Korea. Screen reader. Screen reader. Screen reader. 화면 판독기.
Now that's what it means in Korean actually. Let me give it rough translation. Screen means 화면 and 판독기 means reader. That's not that's sort of correct, but not exactly. But in Korean, screen reader is pronounced as screen reader in Korean. Let me give another
voice
example.
D.
Let me type in the word accessibility.
A. Selecting accessibility. Comma.
And let me
selection removed.
Let me see what the clipboard text, because it's all pasted in clipboard.
Voice 접근성 접근할 수 있음 움직여지기 쉬움.
That's what it means in Korean, actually. To give a slightly better demonstration, more slightly more relevant to international customers, international listeners, let me try using English to Spanish.
NVDA menu, generals, instant, target, Latin, Latvian, Lithuanian, Serbian, Slovak, Swede, Tatana, Slovak, Serbian, Russian, Romanian, Africa, Albania, Army, Serbian, Slovak, Slovenian, Spanish, Swedish, Spanish, T, A, R, target, Lang, Spanish, F, C, R, P, A.
Spanish, actually. And to help me with that, I will change my synthesizer to Nuance Expressive.
Synthesizer, Nuance Vocalizer Expressive.
Untitled note.
Whoa. That's...
Volume 1, pitch 60. Volume, pitch, rate 7, variant, rate
7.
Whoa,
that's so fast,
rate,
actually.
Rate 50, variant plus, variant compact, rate 50.
This is a...
Voice Allison English United States. Voice Fiona...
Voice Ava English United States. Variant comp, rate 50, rate 60. Blank.
Good thing that I have everything in there. So I'm using Express a compact voice, but I much prefer the plus and premium high variant of this. And this is again, the vocalizer voices are add-ons themselves, actually. So let me try to translate some words to Spanish. Let me try and say
accessibility, selecting accessibility,
and if I press NVDA shift T,
accessibility,
and if I change the voice to Paulina, which is the Spanish Mexican
voice, Paulina Spanish Mexican, un piplet no pepad, accessibilidad,
so that's Spanish, and let me change back to
voice. I'm Yifan Kana.
Nicolas.
Audrey
Frick.
Allison Ng. Ava English. Untitled notepad. Blank. Selection removed.
Now let me try copying this and translating the actual clipboard text.
D.
Okay, so let me translate to the following word. Hi, my name is blah. Copy the clipboard. If I press NVDA shift Y, because NVDA shift T was selection, NVDA shift Y is clipboard.
Hola, mi nombre es Bla.
Okay, so that's Spanish pronunciation. Actual Spanish pronunciation is...
Voice setting, Paulina, Spanish, Mexico. Un piclet no pepa.
Now, I'll press NVDA C.
Hola, mi nombre es Bla.
So it's giving me the Spanish translation of whatever the thing is. Let me translate this time to other language. Let's try Chinese. So I'll go back to voice.
Alice, Ava, untitled notepad. NVDA meant general instant translate settings dialog. Target left Catalan. Chinese simplified. Chinese traditional.
Let me try Chinese simplified.
Copy. Okay button. Untitled notepad. Blank.
Let me try translating the same sentence.
XY.
And this is with Instant Translate, the latest version installed.
N-I-S-P-E-M-A-N.
Name is Blah.
Hi, my name is Blah.
Now let me translate that to Chinese.
Selecting Hi, my name is Blah.
Okay, so it's giving me that.
Voice.
Top voice.
Samantha. Soledad is. Sato Finis. Amifet. Tian Chinese simplified China.
Now that's you might be familiar with her voice when you listen to episode 4 when Mick talked about 2012.3.
Untitled not to get.
Now this is what it says.
Hi, 我的名字是胡说.
Now that's the translation of Hi, my name is Blah to Chinese.
Blank.
You can do other things like
Allison England, Ava England, Untitled Notepad.
Now you can do other things like you can do blah, 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 blah. You can do back translation, that is you can do English, that's technical back translation. For translation like some other language to English, some English other language, in between third language to third language and so forth. And you can do automatic language detection and those things as well. So that is officially the last sample add-on that I want to demonstrate to you. And one last thing remains before we actually close this tutorial series. Final remarks. As we close the tour of NVDA, I just want to give you some final remarks and where you can go to obtain additional resources. The first and foremost is NVDA website. Well, now is NVAccess website. If you want to find out more about NVDA, go to www.nvaccess.org. Here you can find out more information about NVDA, such as NVDA News, NVAccess podcasts, and so forth. If you want to connect with wider NVDA user community, you can go to NVDA community website at community.nvda-project.org. From there, you can read more about various language communities, as well as how to develop NVDA, raise tickets, and other useful articles, such as translating NVDA, FAQs, and other useful articles. You can also view timeline and project workflow. And if you want to view timeline, comment on tickets, you have to have a user account on the NVDA community webpage. For NVDA mailing lists, there are many mailing lists out there. There is at least one mailing list for each NVDA language, or there might be a Facebook forum on those on the NVDA languages. For the official language, official NVDA list, the official NVDA list for international users is located at freelists. You can go to freelists.org/list/NVDA. Here you can subscribe and change options for NVDA list. There were words that NVDA dev list might be moving to free lists, and for that, there will be some announcement made when that happens. If you want to contribute NVDA add-ons, which some of the samples were shown in chapter 9, this chapter, you can go to check out the add-ons at addons.nvda-project.org. If you want to subscribe to the mailing list for add-ons, you can go to www.freelists.org/list/nvda-addons, ADDONS. So where to now? You now know what NVDA is, and I'm sure you can now use advanced features of NVDA, such as advanced symbol customizations, and then working with objects, browse mode, and you know the basic information on how to obtain advanced NVDA add-ons. So you can, at this point, if you follow all the tutorials, you can say yourself that you're officially an NVDA user now. So like an intermediate, I would say, since you now know NVDA preferences and whatnot. And please keep in touch with the NVDA users and NVDA developers as you continue to enhance NVDA. All the suggestions posted by you, the NVDA user, for your benefit, the benefit of NVDA users like you and others around the world. Thank you for listening to this 9-part series on NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access. My name is Joseph Lee, and I'm one of the NVDA users, so many NVDA users around the world, and one of the contributors to NVDA and the writer to NVDA add-ons. And I hope that the tutorial will be helpful as you use NVDA to its full potential in your computing life. If you want to keep in touch with me regarding the tutorial and whatnot, apart from outside the mailing list, you can send me an email at Joseph, joseph.lee22590@gmail.com. And I have Twitter feed. My Twitter ID is Josely, JOSLEE. And I do have a Facebook page online. So thank you and have a wonderful time using NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access.